It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are. It is of my opinion that it is.
Hey man, it's the Dance Drum Hippie Show with DJ Hippie.
Welcome back to the show. And just in time, too. We've just finished loading the car into the back of the truck.
My car!
There. But at least we're on our way to the repair shop. Oh, by the way, everyone, this is Hess, the tow truck driver. Why don't you say hi to the lovely listeners on the radio?
Hello, everyone.
So much for making it to Anomaly Games.
Anomaly Games? You mean that old company that used to make those computer games?
Yeah, that's them.
Oh, that's Upstate. You know, our company has a franchise nearby there. I could just tow your car over there and the rest of the way is just a block's walk.
That's fortunate. Thank you so much.
No problem, Tada. Pretty neat being on the radio besides the ham.
Oh, I bet you probably have a lot of interesting stories from being on the road, too.
Well, heck yeah, I do. Hey, have you heard the one about the dog man of Route 852?
The dog man of what?
Tell us.
Long ago around this very area, there was a man who was traveling down Route 852, trying to find someone who would give him a lift home for Thanksgiving. After waiting and waiting, a kind soul agreed to help him. A middle-aged woman traveled with her pet Pomeranian named Fufu. Though the roads were slick after a rainstorm that happened earlier that day, and after a tight turn gone wrong, the car plummeted into a nearby ditch. The driver survived, but the man and the Pomeranian flew into a pit of radioactive sludge. Years passed. Then, something strange began to occur. People claim to see a mangled-looking dog man just standing there, holding out his furry paw to hitch a ride. They'd open the door saying, "Where are you headed?" or "Why do you look like a Pomeranian?" You know, and other small talk. But then, the driver would feel eyes on them. They'd turn to see the dog man just staring, panting. A sort of hungry stare, like a puppy waiting for a ball of kibble. Driver would either ignore it or laugh it off, but they were doomed the moment they pulled over for him. The dog man would inch closer and closer to the person driving, but there's only so far you can move in the cramped space of a car. The man's sharp teeth would clamp down on the unsuspecting driver, turning them into a dog man too.
Well, that is a story.
Well, you could just not pick him up, right?
It's not that easy. If you don't pick up the dog man and agree to give him a ride, he'll place a curse on you, taking away what you love.
Ooh. This doesn't sound very factual.
Or even scientifically possible.
But what if it is real? What was that?
Oh, it's probably a wolf or a coyote. There's a lot of them out here.
Wait. What's on that side of the road?
Oh, it's a hitchhiker!
Oh no! Don't pick him up! Wait! No, wait! Pick him up! Don't pick him up! Pick him up! No! Don't!
What on this blue earth was that?
The car snapped off the back of the truck!
Then we've gotta get it back! I didn't win NASCAR Championship 6 years running for no reason, you know! Hang on!
Oh my gosh!
Let's switch to something pleasant. It's Andrew Gold. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say it always will stay this way. My hat is off. Won't you stand up and take a bow? And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, well, you would see the biggest gift would be for me, and the card attached would say, "Thank you for being a friend." Thank you for being a friend. a car you lack. I'd surely buy you a Cadillac. Whatever you need, any time of the day or night. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
Being a friend. semester just to skiing up in Vail. I was busted 4 times, but I never saw jail. Thank God I'm a rich kid. I got a chauffeur-driven Jag in my own private plane. I'm a brushing my teeth with Peruvian cocaine. Like to get involved, but it goes against my brain. Thank God I'm a rich kid. Well, I don't give a damn if the union gets mad when I lay around the factory working for my dad. Still the toughest job I think I ever had. Thank God I'm a rich kid. Oh, and daddy's up in Vegas, he's trying to float alone. Mama's with a gigolo shacking up in Rome. I'm a throwing parties at the Palm Springs home. Thank God I'm a rich kid. Hey, now, baby. In the summer, Congo in the fall, big game hunting with a doctor on call, backpack Christmas for the debutante ball. Thank God I'm a rich kid. Woo! I got steaks on my griddle and a yacht on the lake, a cousin in the Senate and a judge on the tape. When they run out of bread, I'ma let them eat cake.
Oh.
Ha!
Good side.
Thank God I'm a rich kid.
So, that was Thank God I'm a Rich Kid by Bill Frenzer and Ojan Edzel, as well as the Beatles with Thank You Girl playing for you here on that gosh darn hippie show. So the car is totaled. Even more than before now.
My car! Don't worry, baby. We'll get you fixed up. We'll... No, you can put that back on. Don't worry,
Let's
don't worry.
Let's take a break.
Help me get the bumper.
We're all kind of out of it right now, and we need a moment.
No, wait, no, not that headlight.
We'll be
no,
right back
no.
after these messages. God.